Wisconsin parents have been asking some big questions in the nearly 5 years since schools had to close because of COVID-19. Are our kids falling behind in school? Are they learning what they need to learn? And if they're not, how do they catch up? Against that backdrop, Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction has changed the way it measures student achievement on standardized tests, though critics say those changes have made answering parents' questions about their kids harder. Joining me now to explain is WPR's education reporter, Corinne Hess. These are changes related to the Forward exam, which 3rd through 8th graders take. So what's different now?
So the Forward exam assesses Wisconsin students' knowledge in English and math. The test was updated in June 2024. DPI, they went out and got feedback from about 100 educators, and what they decided was that because Wisconsin students do struggle with reading, they were going to make some changes that they think will help teachers improve educational outcomes and reading comprehension. So what they did was they made the English portion of the test have a specific part on reading, and they made the math portion kind of shift its focus so that it was more directed at students' actual grade level.
And what does DPI say this accomplishes?
You know, it's all very complicated, and most of the time, parents and teachers and students don't think about these tests this granularly, but DPI is saying that over time, this will give a better snapshot of where children are right now and how they're learning right now, where before these tests were aligned with something called NAEP tests, which is a national test, and those were testing above grade level.
But not everyone sees these changes as a way to get a better understanding of student progress. So what are critics saying?
You know, the big thing with the change is because these tests are updated, they now can't be compared to previous year's results. And, you know, that's really what testing does, right? Is a parent can see how their child is doing year to year, or a teacher can see how the student has been progressing. And so that's where the critics are coming in. They're saying, well, what is the point then of this year's test if we can't compare? Other critics are taking it even further and saying, you know, perhaps DPI is trying to hide that kids are just not doing well, and instead of improving outcomes, they're just changing the test.
This issue has been a big focus in the race for the next state superintendent, who Wisconsin voters will choose in April. So what are the candidates saying about the changes?
So incumbent candidate Secretary Jill Underle has continued to say they haven't made the tests any easier, standards are still high, and they're doing this so that in the end, things, you know, improve for students. But her challengers, Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer, are saying, no, this was the wrong move at the wrong time, and we're still trying to get back from COVID, and they are saying this needs to be rolled back and go back to the old way of testing.
To come back to where we started, by any of the measures that we currently have, how are Wisconsin kids doing in the classroom?
Well, it's unclear. So, state test scores were released in October by DPI, and that showed that almost half the students are testing at grade level in reading and math. That was a significant jump from last year. But again, these scores can't be compared to results from previous years, so we don't really know how the students are doing. I mean, DPI would say it looks good. But then, meanwhile, these NAEP scores, I talked about that a little earlier, these are the national scores, they showed that Wisconsin students aren't doing as well. Only 31% of fourth graders were performing at grade level. But again, you know, DPI will say, well, that test is harder. You know, they're testing for students for like above their grade level. So it's actually kind of unclear how students are doing.
That's WPR's Corinne Hess. Thanks so much.
Thank you.